Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Chav Gimel. Today's and tomorrow's dapim discuss some of the halachos related to karpef, which we introduced to at the beginning of the parak. We'll bezrat Hashem try to explain how this impacts halacha lemaisa and go over some of the measurements as well. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos parak that zayin at the beginning there in halacha aleph says if you have a place, if an area that was not enclosed for dira, was not enclosed for dwelling, but for the space itself, such as for a garden or a vineyard, you want that air, or if you close a piece of land to guard it and the partitions are minimally 10 tvachim or more, it becomes a rishus. It becomes a full-fledged private domain regarding carrying, going in, going out, carrying in, carrying out. Obviously, Shabbos violations from a public domain into that space or throwing in, as we've seen and discussed many times. All of this regarding carrying is true so long as the area is what we call beis hasaim, two hasaim or less, which is a measurement we'll discuss in further detail in a moment. Any bigger than this, it becomes like a karmelis, like a area which we treat in halacha like a public domain, forbidding carrying more than four amos in that space. So our Gemara in Amud Beis establishes the source for these dimensions from the Mishkan, from the Tabernacle, where Simon Yimei Baruch, page Kuf Mem Tes, and on brings the Levush there, explains further in Simon Shunan Ches, Sif Aleph, Sima Samach Aleph, who goes into more detail on this point and notes that much of Hilchos Shabbos are based on the Melechas of Mishkan and the what was going on in the Mishkan on a daily basis. And the area of the courtyard of the Mishkan also served as the basis for a number of measurements connected to Hilchos Shabbos. This, that we utilize the Mishkan as a source, impacts this halacha because the Mishkan was not fenced in for dwelling purposes. You're limited in the dimensions of that space to enclose it as a private domain, as a shus yachid. That number is, as we said, beis hasaim, two hasaim, and it doesn't require guards nor a house to dwell in to transform it to a private domain, just like the chatzer of Mishkan, just like the courtyard of the Mishkan. Beyond the space of two hasaim, when you have a dwelling house in there, beis dira, it can have even up to 100 mil of land and still be a private domain. Let's give a few minutes translating these measurements to systems we're more familiar with. There are three general opinions in the poskim how to calculate an amma, which will help us understand beis hasaim, which is 100 amos by 50 amos. Rav Chaim Na, the first opinion, which is the smallest calculation, says that 10 amos is 15.7 feet. So that puts 100 amos at 157 feet and 50 amos at 78.5 feet. Therefore, beis hasaim comes out to 12,324.5 square feet, which would be a square of 111.01 feet by 111.01 feet. Beyond this, of course, if you don't have a dwelling space in there, a beis dira, you can't carry in that area. The second middle measurement, the calculation, is Ramosha Feinstein, who has 10 amos at 17.7 feet, putting 100 amos at 177 feet and 50 amos at 88.5 feet. So this has the beis hasaim area at 15,664.5 square feet. That's a square of 125.158 feet by 125.158. So at the maximum, that would be the maximum without which a beit dira you wouldn't be allowed to carry within. Lastly, the largest shear of the Chazon Ish, 10 amos, is 18.69 feet. So it puts 100 amos at 186.9 feet and 50 amos at 93.45 feet. The area of beis hasaim, there of tus hasaim, will therefore be the largest of the three, 17,465.8 square feet, a square of 132.158 by 132.158. So these measurements will be important for our discussion tomorrow's daf. If you have an area within a property properly fenced city that is greater than tus hasaim and has no utility for the people there, it could potentially undo the whole city's status as being permissible to carry within. Stay tuned for more on that. Bezrat Hashem.